my reading of the Isser Lalamed, the Talmud Sheino Hagel, where I actually don't think it's a hard Isser Lalamed, but Mafzir Lemutav is a reference to the Medrash Rabbah, where it says, Mitoch Ma'or Shabbah, Machzir Lemutav, but that Kavod HaTorah is really the Mechayev, both in terms of a Rav, Sheino Holech V'derech Tova, right? Ki Malach Hashem Tzavakos Hu, V'im Lav Al Tavak Shetor Mipiyu. And that's what the Rambam meant when he said, Machzirin Oso Leveis HaMedrash, excuse me, V'yachar Kach Machnisin Oso Leveis HaMedrash Umladin Oso, implying that maybe you were Malamed him until this point, but outside the base Medrash, because it's not Kavanah Torah that you should be teaching him, then he's going out carousing, you know, and engaging in all kinds of terrible things, and people will say, as the Gemara in Yomah says famously on Pei Vav, right, Ilan, right, Oy lo l'rabo shalim do Torah, Oy lo l'aviv shalim do Torah. There's a classic Gemara about Chil Hashem, right, Yiraninu habrios acharam. So with that as background, the Rambam now poses the question, and I think that this may be a little bit of a proof, if I could hammer the point home. The Rambam now moves on to the second issue of now Ketzad Malamdim. How exactly are you Malamid? Hopefully the Talmidim Hagunim. Harav Yoshev Barosh V'Talmidim Makifin Lefanav Ke'atara. Sounds like the Sanhedrin, right? The Chatzigoren. Kadesh Yu Kulam Roim Harav V'Shomim Devarav. There should be Re'iyah, there should be Shemiya. V'ayu Enach HaRos Es Maracha. V'lo Yeshev Harav Alakisei V'Talmidah V'Alakarka. Ela O Hakol Alaretz. They want to go ground level. Oh, Alakol Alakisao. So they could go chair level. But none of this hierarchical structure, right? Rav should not be on the Kisei. And Talmidim on the Karaka, certainly not the other way. V'arishona, haya Rav Yoshev al Talmidim omdin, mikodim churban bayisheni nagu akol, l'lami v'talmidim v'heim yoshvin. Right, so that is a reference to Rav Gamliel HaZaken, and what the Gemara calls, you know, yarad choli li'ola. Okay, so the Rambam says that the primary point when it comes to Ketzad Malamdin is to generate this sense of fundamental, you know, equality, kibayachol, between the Rav and the Talmidim. Oh, hakol al aretz, oh, hakol al kisos. Wasn't always that way, but, you know, kodem churban bayasheni, so they made the change. Now hakol al aretz, the Talmidim, behem yoshrin. So I'm interested in that timing of kodem bayasheni, and hopefully we'll get there. So, you know, if you look at the Kesef Mishnah and the other, you know, classical notes, they can't say, Ayin the Gemara Megillah Dach Chaf Aleph. So, Tana Mashiyin Kein B'Torah, right? Korei Samigillah Omei V'Yoshev, Mashiyin Kein B'Torah. Minayim Mili Amra Bavah Udam Rekarabi Atah Po Amori Madi, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu was standing, Kiviyachol, with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and we know that the Maharam Rutenberg Kriyas HaTorah is the reenactment of Maimon Har Sinai. V'Amra Bavah Udam, Mali Mikra Kasav Yashla Amru, Kiviyachol Ava Kaddish Baruch Hu Be'amidah. More importantly, though, for our purposes, Amar Rav Avahu, minayin l'rav, shelo yeshiv agav amita v'yeshanu l'talmido agav ikarka, shenemar v'yata po amod imadi. That this same pasuk, v'yata po amod imadi, generates an iser, so to speak, that the Rav should sit on an elevated platform and the Talmidim should be beneath. Which is also really nice. You know, forget about the Rambam Chabura for just a second. But just in the Gemara, that every act of Talmud Torah is really an extension of of Maimon Har Sinai, right?
Oh, no, sorry. I was thinking about the
Gemara in the Dharm. Right, so it's just that, you know, that V'yatapo isn't just a din in Kriyas HaTorah, but it's a din in Limud HaTorah as well. Okay, so now we get into the, you know, into the weeds on how this all happened. So the Gemara says the following. Fascinating. Gemara Tana Rabbanan Yimos Moshe Ben Rav Gamliel Lo Yimedim Torah L'Me'umat. Everybody was standing. Right? So Mishameis Rav Gamliel Yarad Choli L'Olam. That part the Rambam omitted. V'hayu L'Medim Torah Miyusha. V'hayu L'Tan Mishameis Rav Gamliel Batal Kavod Torah. So you see, I like this because this issue of Kavod HaTorah, right, for me, could be very useful if I'm correct about Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, right? Did I say it's a Kavod HaTorah issue as opposed to an Issel Alamid Tamid Shaino Hagun? Because then that would say that the real operative principle, I see Avi's nodding, that makes me feel better. Always if Avi nods, I feel a little bit better about, you know, these, you know, Mahalchim. So I appreciate it always. The issue of Ketzad Malamdin is also an issue of Kavod HaTorah. Okay, so let's get into it. So Kasev Echad would have been Kavod HaTorah. Everybody should say Kasev Echad Omer Vayishe Bahar. Kasev Echad Omer Venuchi Amati Bahar. Amar Rav Omer Veloshe Velomer. So out of Kavod HaTorah he would stand, and then Yoshe Bishomer. Then he would sit down, and he would do Chazar. Chanina Amar Lo Omer Velo Yoshe Vel Shochet. Right? You have to take. It's like our mezuzah that you have Reb Machlokes Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam, so you know, should be vertical or horizontal, so we do a diagonal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yeshiva Lashon Ikva. So it's not Va'esha Bar, of course he was standing, but I was learning there. Shenamar Vateshu Vakade Shemim Rabbi Rava Amar. So by the way, that's by the way, your line here, let's bold it. That's your Shana Bet and Shana Gimel line argument. You tell your parents, look, Ein Yeshiva Lashon Ikva, I have to stay for longer. Right, that means that, you know, by definition, yeshiva means that I'm there. Okay, so, you know, they might claim it's only one day and the Gemara out of four. You know, you can consult me if that's the response. They may respond with other objections. Who knows? Rava Amar Rakos Umad Vikashos Miyushav. It's a fascinating idea that you can focus better when you're sitting down. For some people, like to pace. But relatively elementary areas of halacha were meumad, the kashos were miyushav. So I think that's a very, very fascinating idea. You know what it reminds me of, by the way? Which halacha does that remind me of? Of making a distinction between the kashos and the rakos? For the halachos of Talmud Torah. Ephraim, you want to redeem yourself for the yud issue we had before? What's that? One more time? The Gemara in Sukkah says, the Ram Pasuk did the halacha, that in terms of learning in the Sukkah, right, that a person could learn in the sukkah, to a degree, but for things that are more complicated, you'd go into the house because, you want to be able to focus more clearly. Okay, so anyway, it's like, that's the same chiluk that we're saying here between the kashos and the rakos. So be that as it may, the Rambam obviously took this idea of the Gemara, from the Leal HaZakein, but he omitted the issue of choli la'olam, and I want to try to come back to that. In just a little bit. Okay. Moreover, the Rambam says that the Rav was not Omid, but the Rav originally was Yoshev, and the Talmidim were Omdin. The Gemara just says, Lohi Ulomdin Torah Lom Uman. Chasav HaRan, this is the case of Mishnah quoting Iran, Mach Chachor Amir Perek Asuchar Asapolim, Ring Leal of Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, Havu Yasvi Asaf Saleh, benches, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shem Rebbe Havu Yasvi Kamayu Ara. Right, and the Talmidim were sitting, on the ground. Very common center. Nami Amina Biyavda, you are ba v'shimratim aray yedan lifnei and bekarka. V'af meidavin Amina Moikatan ira hayayiri have a mas Yisrael agabe karim v'uksasos. He was on the pillows. V'David olkavi alei alara. David was on the ground. So Yeshomer kiyechinim tartina v'gamara rakos muuma v'kashos miyushav. So Achanami b'shmulos kashos hayu yoshin asafsali. Right? So maybe it's a question of the substance of the material, and we can make exceptions, because the whole point is Talmud Torah. Inami, kan kodem shigiu lichal smicha, kan achar shenismichu, dasam raya l'rav, lachuk lahem, kavod. So you can make another umdana, that maybe it's after they have smicha, they're still talmidim, but they're more equal. It's a very fascinating suggestion that the Ran has, but you don't get that impression from the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't give you any impression that it should be different for kashos and rakos. Just says again, Harav Yoshe Berosh, V'atamidim Mukafin Lefanav Katara, Kadeshu Kulam Roen Harav, V'shomin Devarav. Okay, everybody should have this very direct Re'iyah and Shmiyah. And then again, O Al Kola Aretz, O Al Kola Kisaos. So everybody's got to be the same level. And it doesn't give the impression that these are only Talmidim HaNismachim, have smicha, or that these are particularly difficult sugyas that they're learning. And then again, when the Rambam paskins the issue of Gamliel, it's not Yarad Choli Lolam, it's just Barishona here, Rav Yosef at Talmidim Omdin, Umikotim Chorban Vayasheni, Nagu Akol Alami the Talmidim, Vehem Yoshvin. Okay, so the Rav was sitting, and the Talmidim were Omdim, and before Chorban Vayasheni, they made a change, right? The Talmidim would sit as well. So what's that change about? So I just wanted to make a suggestion based on the Gemara and Yuma, and then maybe try to build it out to explain the Reisha of the Rambam as well, where the Rambam puts this, the Reisha and the Mitziyasa, where the Rambam very clearly puts the emphasis on everybody being at eye level. So Gemara famously says, Mikdash Rishon, excuse me, Neymar Charev, Meishosh Dvarim Shayu Bavadazar, Gil Eresh V'chazdamim. Mikdash Sheni, Shayu Oskin Batora. I'd like to suggest the following. There was a clear recognition that something was going wrong. How could it be that Talmidei Chachamim, who are supposed to be Marvim Shalom Ba'olam, are so horribly involved in Sinas Chinam? And so there was something wrong, there was something that had gone amiss in the transmission of Torah in that generation. And I'd suggest the Rambam perhaps picked up on that. It's not the Yarad Choli La'olam of the Gemara and Megillah, but maybe there was a sense that the Talmidim weren't quite really absorbing maybe they were getting the shiur in terms of the information, but they weren't picking up the broader, what Rav Rosenzweig likes to call the intangibles of Torah, the intangibles of Masorah. And they made a change. Kadesh Yuach called Shomin Vibroin, to make that bonding between the Rebbe and the Talmud much more intensive. So the prescription was, when we all Zakim and Yavne, right, the prescription was to compromise, quote unquote, a little bit on Kavodah Torah, where everybody theoretically would have been standing except for the Rav. Everybody should really stand to observe the Torah. So you compromise a little bit on that to make sure that the Talmidim are looking the Rebbe directly in the eye. Kidei shiyu hakol roim, kol shomin, that we needed to shore up that relationship. Because if that relationship fails, then what happens? So you have Talmidei Chachamim, you have Talmidim who know a lot, but their personalities have not been shaped by Torah. Rav Moshe Tversky, Zecher Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, once said that basically the job of being a Rebbe is to mold and to help develop B'nai Torah. The transfer of information can take place in a variety of settings, especially today. You know, it used to be, you know, the most advanced technology was a tape recorder, you know. But nowadays, you can get, and play it on 1.5 speed, or double speed, you know, or triple speed, or whatever you could do, or backwards. I'm sure you guys have figured out how to play it backwards, you know. Find encoded messages. There's a lot of different ways of getting the information. You know, there's so much on the internet now that it's really exceptional. As a tool for Habatzah Satorah, exceptional. Hundreds of that, Yayu Torah, you know, what do they have? 220,000 shiurim or something like that. crossing the million mark soon. It's not really the information. The essence, right, of Ketzad Melamdin, if that's the question that you're asking, how, if you're concerned, you know, about proper, what Melamdin is all about, so it's about creating those connections. I think the Rambam's way of saying that is Kedei Sheyua Kol Shomin V'Roin, that they should be locked in, and there needs to be that relationship